I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Mexico's constitution guarantees religious freedom, but evangelical Christians don't always see it lived out. Alejandro and Nayeli Vieira serve with Radio Encounter, a partner of Transworld Radio in Mexico. When they launched several years ago, their broadcast openly shared their faith in Christ. A series of letters from the government came their way starting in 2021. This year, the government revoked their licenses to broadcast in four locations. Speaking through a translator, the Vieiras said,
"It's because there is a close relationship between the Catholic Church and the government. The Catholic churches can have radio stations, but not the evangelicals."
Join in praying for a change in Mexico that allows the gospel to spread via the airwaves. Learn more in the full report online. Then, what are the so-called HR needs in Bible translation? A report from the Lausanne Movement traces a surge of activity in the past 50 years in this field. Dane with Unfolding Word says there's massive need for Bible translation consultants to help new translators check their first draft. Instead of waiting for people, Unfolding Word and other ministries have compiled open license resources they hand to Bible translators. They equip teams with amazing tools so they can check their work themselves. If you're looking for other ways to serve in Bible translation today,
I would really research the church-centric Bible translation approach. God is doing some amazing things in the world, and they're new things. And so we need content developers, software developers, trainers. Be open-minded about where God would lead you in terms of your ministry.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. Join us here on our social media networks or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.